You're listening to The Naked Scientist. Now it's time for another one of Cambridge University's rising stars. Each week we hear from a young researcher about their work. Now this week's star is Caroline Stokes, who tells us why eating fish might make you happy, even if you're a vegetarian.
Could something in your diet be making you feel low? Can the foods you eat possibly help or hinder your mental health? How would you feel if you were told that you could improve your mental well-being by some small improvements in your diet? The phrase, you are what you eat, might soon be adapted to you feel what you eat. Research is beginning to show that our diets not only influence our physical health, but can affect our mental health too. Most of us experience low mood at some stage in our lives, while some will have an episode of clinical depression. Depression is a major public health problem. Between 5 and 10% of the UK population are suffering from depression at any one time. In fact, over a lifetime, we all have a 20% chance of suffering an episode of depression. That's 1 out of every 5 listeners right now. People with clinical depression often feel low mood or loss of interest and pleasure in usual activities, which last for at least 2 weeks. Some studies have shown specific nutrients can have beneficial effects on low mood and depression, for example, omega-3 fatty acids and folic acid. But an important point to mention is that there is a lot of inconclusive evidence supporting the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids, and many studies are often questioned in terms of their study design and scientific validity. So the conclusions drawn from these studies should be taken with a pinch of salt. Please excuse the pun. But going back to the scientific evidence for the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids on depression, one study looking at people with clinical depression gave half of them an omega-3 fatty acid capsule and the other half a placebo capsule. The subjects did not know which capsule they were taking, but after 12 weeks, those receiving the capsule containing the omega-3 fatty acid had marked improvements in their feelings of depression compared to those receiving the placebo. You can boost your intake of omega-3 fatty acids by eating oily fish such as salmon, mackerel, herrings, sardines, and fresh tuna. Folic acid, which is a B vitamin, is found in green leafy vegetables and fortified breads and breakfast cereals. But don't get hung up on eating one particular food, because good dietary habits, including eating breakfast and plenty of fruits and vegetables, and having a home-cooked meal in the evening as a family, are also suggested to protect against depression.
That's certainly food for thought, and certainly all very sensible advice, I think, for eating healthily. At the end there, that was Caroline Stokes explaining how a fishy diet, or even just eating with your family, is a great way of staving off depression.
It's true, though, isn't it? When you don't eat properly, if you're feeling a bit fed up, you don't cook properly for yourself, so you don't eat properly, and it's sort of self-fulfilling prophecy, isn't it?
I think so, and I think eating together and making it more of an event is one of those reasons they say why the French are actually much healthier than they should be compared to how much
the French
sort
paradox.
Of fat and wine that they drink. It's partly to do with their kind of social occasion of it, and they take time and don't scoff their food down.
A lesson for this,
yeah,
for us all in that.
Absolutely.